Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. The great Gaon Yehuda Yala asks a very interesting question, perhaps not very timely now, but let's discuss it anyways. It's found in his Shalos and Tshuvos Orach Chaim Siman Reish Dalet, and based on a sugya that appears in our Daf, Shabbos Pei Tes. What's the question? The question that was posed to him was, can a Talmud send Shalach Manos to his Rebbe and fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? What's a shaila? Why wouldn't one be able to? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Peites that when Moshe Rabbeinu had stumbled upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu and he was busy tying ksarim crowns on top of the osios, Hashem turns around and says, Moshe, ein shalom b'ircha. Do you come from a place where you don't say shalom, you don't greet other people, other beings? And Moshe Rabbeinu responds back, Amr Lefanava, Kulum Yesh Eved, Shinosein Shalom Rabbo. Does an Eved, does a slave, does a servant, Talmud, does a student, do they greet the Rebbe? That's inappropriate. A Rebbe is someone who's much greater than him. He's not a friend, he's not a Re'ehu, and therefore one should not greet a Rebbe. So there are two days brought down. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when one greets a Rebbe, he should say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And the Ramah quotes a Yesh Omrim based on this sugya that a person should not greet the Rebbe. It would not be appropriate. He's not your friend. He's not your pal. And since he's not Re'ehu, the Pasuk says you have to send Shalach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu to a friend, so then one may not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos to Rebbe. And on top of that, it might even be an iser of showing no kavod, disrespecting one's Rebbe. So what's the bottom line? So the Yehuda Yala explains as follows. He thinks that the only concept based on the Yerushalmi, which really is here, serves to be the source of this Ramah, and the Gra quotes this as the source of the Ramah, why one wouldn't greet a Rebbe, the Yerushalmi is talking about where the Talmud was running away from the Rebbe. And the Yehuda Yala creates the following distinction. He says that the iser to greet a Rebbe is only when you're in the presence. Standing in front of a Rebbe would it be inappropriate. But a person's shelo b'funav, and he goes on to explain how Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had turned his face. He couldn't face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They turned away. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected him to say shalom, because it wasn't b'funav. Only b'funav would it be an iser, but shalom b'funav, when it's not directly face-to-face, it's a little bit distance, it's social distancing, if you will, so then it would be permitted for one to greet the Rebbe. So based on this, Yehuda Yala says, since Shalach Manos is typically sent through a shliach, and according to the Binyan Sion, that the only way to mekayin the mitzvah is through a shliach, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, although many are not machmir on this, there is such a day out there. But since Shalach Manos is intended on being sent through shlichas, shelo b'funav, it would not be a violation of Shalach Manos, it would be a violation rather of disrespecting the Rebbe, and he felt it would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. I'll add on top of that, this whole discussion is on the premise of a Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, that only Yesh Omrim, that you shouldn't, a Talmud shouldn't greet the Rebbe. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, and seemingly the way the Ramah seems to favor it, it's only a Yesh Omrim that says otherwise, that one does in fact greet their Rebbe in the proper way. So it seemed that, accordingly, that the one would fulfill, according to all opinions, the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, Ish L'Re'ehu.